Anytime you're enthused about something, it's hard to shut up. You notice that? People are enthused about a ball team. You could care less. That would be me. I could care less. But I'm a nice person, and I'm listening. I'm going, wow, and did they win? And what was the score? I'm thinking, I didn't even know the big game was on, basketball, wasn't it? That I was so enthused about that I didn't even know it was on. Because when you have confidence and you're enthused about something and it's really your thing, whether it's a ball team or a cake recipe or a picture book, or as Wayne is always enthused about family history, then you speak. And faith always speaks. It always has something to say. Faith is very vocal. Very vocal. It doesn't matter. You don't have to speak to the world, but you do have to speak to yourself and to the Father and let Him know, this is where I'm standing on. By His stripes I am healed, and the blood is on the altar of heaven. It's there for me. It has my name on it. It says, Becky is healed today. And so faith always confesses. It always speaks. It always takes action. Action that's led by the Spirit. The woman with the issue of blood had it in her heart to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. That may not be the way you're led, but Pastor taught on that years ago, Pastor Reggie, and he came down our aisle, and the lady across the aisle grabbed him by the coat. She was going to touch the hem of his garment. That's what she had in her heart. And he stood still and let her absorb. You know, the boys, Pastor Sean, the others, said that they thought they might make a business and sell pastor's ties because they had anointing in them. Did you hear that? So you take action based upon how God deals with you. Sometimes all you can do is just continually praise the Lord and thank Him that His Word is working mightily in me. His Word is working mightily in me. His Word is working. Now that's what where I want to start in Galatians 5 with this verse. And we're going on to the dominant action. Confession is an action. There might be subsequent actions. A paralyzed man, his main action is going to be praise and worship. It's going to be time in the Word. Years ago, I was invited to a birthday party, and the lady had said, this is a very small party. We want to keep it very small. And so there was just three people. And I got up that morning and was really, really sick. Now, what you do depends upon how God leads you. You can't follow the leader. You can't follow your neighbor. You can't follow your best friend. You have to hear from God. And so I was going to call and cancel, but I got to thinking about it. My heart wouldn't let me cancel. I just couldn't cancel. So I got dressed and I drugged myself. I used to drive the car, actually, but I don't anymore. I haven't driven in years. Don't like to drive. But I drove myself to a restaurant I was familiar with. And it was a long, narrow restaurant like this one. And the restrooms were there, and they seated us down here. This is the truth. I was just somewhat horrified. I kept looking. I was hoping I wasn't going to be in any trouble. And I ordered what I would always order there. And when I put my fork in the food, I was totally healed. Completely healed. That action was right for me that day. It was right. It was the leadership of the Lord that I should take my sick body to the restaurant, and there, by faith, God is going to heal me. It's a wonderful thing. Action is necessary. Confession is necessary. Confidence is necessary. And here's the ingredient that we have today that's absolutely essential. And it's also an action. It's love. Love is not what you have. Love is what you do. Now, Galatians 5:6 says, faith which works by love. Now, the good news is faith works. I love that part. Faith works. Love is the foundation of everything we do and have in the Lord. And faith rests on that foundation. And hope is essential to faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And they work together. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, now abides faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love is greater than faith. And it's essential to make faith function efficiently. Now, if you are going on a trip and you have your cars in good condition and your gas tank is full of gas, and you come down the major highway, you're on the right road in the right condition, but there's a roadblock because of an accident or some other dilemma, and you can't go forward. There's nothing wrong with your faith or your car or your gas tank. Somebody's in your way. The road is blocked. Well, if I'm not walking in love, there's a roadblock in front of my faith, and it won't work. There's no such thing as angry faith or anger plus faith. There's no such thing as bitterness plus faith. It's love and faith. And so if I'm not walking in love, I'm going to be a hindrance to my answer.